Today, it is a farm event that easily doubles the size of this city. But when it began back in 1950, they simply wanted to get a few old threshing machines here for a working display. This week, our broadcasts are brought to you by the new AgriGold Giants. Check out our latest hybrids that are towering over the competition at AgriGold.com. Linus Moore says it all began with a group of farmers who got in their trucks and drove to Illinois.
They went to a steam show over in Pontiac, Illinois in 1949 and came back saying, you know, that was fun.
In 1950, those men from Henry County, Iowa, began something called the Midwest Old Threshers Reunion. Today, Linus is the CEO of the Permanent Exhibits, Museum, and the well-known reunion held the 5 days ending on Labor Day.
The biggest and fastest growing area remains the tractor area. When I first came here, you could put that tractor area in probably a softball diamond. Now it covers about 2.5 football fields.
When he first came here in the late 1970s, the daily cavalcade of power at noon was the main show of the day.
Now you can go from the north at our North Village and watch the gunslingers and go to the little main street that we have up there, down through the gas engine area, the cars, the trucks, then the tractors and the steam engines, then the museums, then the carousel, then the trolleys, and the log village. I mean, it's just there's something going on all the time.
Crowds continue to flock here for the event, but he does see changes in those visiting.
The biggest changes that I've seen is really a change in our visitor. Our visitor used to come preloaded, knowing exactly what they were seeing. And now as the generations move away from the farm and we have an ever-increasing smaller number of people actively engaged in farming, now we have to teach them.
Traveling the Countryside, and brought to you this week by AgriGold Hybrids. In Mount Pleasant, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.